Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The NBA season is finally here. Woo! After a very long wait, we can finally bask in the glory of the new NBA season. And now that the new season is upon us, we reached out to some of our former guests for some of their wilder predictions. And we'll be discussing all of those and getting some more from today's guest, the volume podcaster, Dragonfly Jones. I got a Dragonfly Jones. I got a Dragonfly Jones. Oh, baby.
What's up, fellas? Good to be back. I appreciate y'all having me.
But before we get to that, Dragonfly Jones, gotta let the people know, I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack got mad boosties. Boom. Dragonfly Perfect. Jones. Welcome, the co-host of Jenkins and Jones for The Volume on iHeart. Welcome back to the show, man. How you been?
Appreciate y'all. I've been good, man. How's everything going with y'all? It's the most wonderful time of the year right now.
Yes, it is.
It's the most. Yeah, it is. It's here. I mean, it's real. The NBA season is real, and it's glorious.
Yeah, I mean, and Seinfeld. So as we speak, the first game is like moments away from tipping off, so we don't quite know what happened, but I feel comfortable in saying that the Los Angeles Lakers will ruin the ring ceremony this evening and probably beat the Golden State Warriors by at least 50 points. And hey, no
one
needs to argue.
That's what this episode's about, making bold predictions that are going to make us look stupid very soon.
I believe mine was fact-based, and we will revisit that in the next episode, right or wrong. But my energy right now as a Laker fan, oh man, couldn't be higher? Lower. Higher. Yes.
You're actually enthusiastic about this season?
Oh, yeah.
Russ for sixth man of the year. That's my bold prediction.
Who?
Russ for sixth man of the year.
Oh my goodness.
He embraces it.
Look, we're gonna hear some takes. I'm telling you, Austin Reeves, he's most improved. We already know. We're already seeing it. Okay. I've got it all. Some people, including people in my family, say, Miles, please come back to Earth. But I'm telling them, this is all I got, mom and dad. So please let me have these predictions.
Ground control to Miles of Gray.
I think I was talking about this with Jabari, who's also a Laker fan. You have to start off the season. You can't go into the darkness right away. You got to have a glimmer of hope in your eye. I feel like every fan does. So I'm leaning into that. And I might just lean into that all the way to the point that I'm completely, untethered from reality. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I I think, you know, I'm a Bron stan, so of course, you know, I'm rooting for Bron. You know, I want Bron to get number five, but you know, I'm kind of approaching this season, you know, with some apprehension because, you know, of course, Anthony Davis, no guarantees with that guy.
Nope.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't know how Russ is going to fit. I mean, Pat Bev said himself on his own podcast for Russ ain't coming off the bench, you know, as a Laker, he said that. So
right.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, look, and I appreciate your take because I think I would call that more of a grounded and analysis-based take, which we need more of that. But yeah, see, that kind of gets in my own dreams and visions of a wonderful future. So I will stay over here for the moment. But yeah, Jack, how are you feeling? Because you got the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, so I'm a Sixers fan. The Sixers are playing the Celtics. I think the Celtics have been one of the most slept on teams during the offseason. They're not necessarily slept on, but like I think people are underrating how good they're going to be. And the Sixers are the sexy pick, the fun pick to be like, well, we haven't seen it, so that means we're going to see it. I think I even heard somebody say that like James Harden is due for a like great playoff performance. And as you know, my type of fandom is like the pessimist and then never be disappointed, never be hurt again. Right. I don't necessarily think that a player's entire career like showing one thing means they're due to show a completely different thing.
Right. But we can dream.
So We can dream. I have a glimmer of hope of, you know, Maxi always, I go to sleep with just visions of Maxi dancing in my head. but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Going back to what you said about the Celtics, man. I think that Malcolm Brogdon pickup is a pickup that no one really cares about because you know, Brogdon, he's kind of just, you know, he's like a plain turkey sandwich. You know what I mean? Like he's there's no flash to him, but he's super effective. Like
Can't
he's probably
it,
the yeah, he's probably the most random member of the 50-40-90 club. But you know, that was a great pickup for the Celtics. Yeah, I think he's going to do phenomenal there.
Okay. So we'll put a pin in that prediction, Dragonfly, but let's go to our first prediction that we have from past guests, Josh Eberle from Spotify Live and Sporting News. Let's listen in for his bold prediction for this upcoming season that has just begun.
Hottest one, I think my second hottest one.
Okay.
I think Trae Young gets his first MVP this year, and then it launches a whole like incredible dialogue about how he's actually better than Luka, and then Atlanta won that trade. But then like we just flip again when Luka wins an MVP the next year. So yeah, Trae Young.
Wow. Trae Young MVP.
Okay,
you love it. Would love to see it. You heard it here.
Okay.
Right. And we're back to being just hours from the start of the NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems, yeah, I have not heard, that is not a pick that like picked up steam as we got closer and closer to the NBA season. I haven't heard anybody.
But this was, we asked for bold predictions. That's bold.
I mean, I've got the Hawks as being like a brink playoff team, like perhaps a play-in team. So yeah, Trae for MVP wasn't even on my radar, and I love Trae.
Yeah, what do you think? What do they have to do for that to really all come together?
DeJounte has to be like the perfect fit next to him,
without stealing his shine too, right? For him to be MVP,
right?
So, yeah,
like the way Trae seemed to be at his best when he was just very ball dominant, and like the number of plays they ran for Trae dwarfed any other point guard, I think. Like the pick and rolls was just like at another level than most people, I guess, with the possible exception of Luka. So like they're gonna have to be showing something else, but I don't know. I could, Trae Young definitely has the ability to do things that we've never seen people do before, and you know, be like that next level player who's like putting up kind of mind-boggling stats. So I don't have the imagination to understand how a DeJounte Trae backcourt turns into a Trae Young MVP award, but I would love to see it because it would definitely be something that unlike anything I've seen before.
Right. I noticed there too, I think he mispronounced Trae Young. We should have said LeBron James would actually win the MVP, but you know, that's fine. He's looking at it from his perspective. I will be firmly here in my straight jacket with the purple and gold on it.
Shout out to Super Producer Jabari. Wanted us to shout out the Hawks for releasing a video showing Trae off the ball twice and captioning it. And they said he can't play off the ball.
twice.
That was a couple weeks ago. So, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe we'll see another couple off the ball plays from him. We'll see.
Oh, just a couple.
Right.
Don't want to overdo it.
Let's move on to Ben Golliver from the Washington Post, author of Bubble Ball, and get his take, which I know we've been talking about this for a little bit, Jack, ever since he told us about this. So let's listen in to Ben Golliver with his bold prediction for the season.
All right. I would say my wildest prediction for this upcoming season is that I'm selling stock in every team that was super good last year. So the Final Four, Warriors, Celtics, Heat, and Mavericks, none of them will be in this year's Final Four. None of them are going to make it back to the conference finals.
What?
And wow. Not only, I mean, that sounds crazy, but let me tell you this. The last 4 years, nobody's ever repeated as a conference finalist.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not actually that hot, but it sounds hot if you don't think about it too hard. So that's my hot preseason take for you.
There you have it. Ben Golliver saying none of the conference final teams are going to make it back because it seems like history would, or recent history would show that that's just sort of a recent trend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a hot take to say the Mavs won't make it back there. I wouldn't have them making it to the Western Conference Finals here. I feel like we count out the Heat every year because, you know, it seems like, you know, every offseason they don't really do anything to make themselves better. They don't really take any strides in the offseason. But then every time the postseason rolls around, Jimmy and Spoelstra are looking like, you know, Phil and Mike. So it's like, you know, you can't really get a read on the Heat until the playoffs. And I have decided not to do that because Jimmy was looking like I thought Jimmy had fallen off until last postseason. So like, you know, Jimmy's reached that category where I do not evaluate him as a player until I see what he does in the postseason. Like, he's earned that for me. But yeah, I think that the Warriors are going to make it back. Of course, I don't think the Mavs are going to make it back. I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics don't make it back either. And like I said, we never know with Miami.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Miami seems to be another one of the teams that everyone's sleeping on, right? Like, the team that was good last year that everyone's just like, well, it's boring to say the Heater can be good again this year. Let's go with the Sixers.
I look, just going off of Jimmy Butler's hair, I feel there's something about his lightness of being like, yeah, let me put these extend. Let me just see where this goes. That I feel like he might be tapping into another like part of his consciousness that I think could elevate his game. So I never count out the humor in the preseason. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, the Heat probably, and obviously the Mavs won't be there. The Lakers, right?
I mean, it is surprising though that we haven't had a repeat for the past few years. And, you know, I think we asked him what his explanation for that was. And he was saying injuries, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, Milwaukee won it the year before. And then their second most important piece got hurt going into the playoffs and, you know, wasn't able to contribute. So that's just a thing to keep an eye on. It's like wear and tear and maybe like how good and fast and strong everybody is at this point in the league means that you get one deep playoff run every couple of years. And like, that's just that's what the human body is capable of.
How bad do things have to go for the Dubs though?
The Dubs look stacked.
Yeah. But hey, look, I'm willing to entertain anything at this point.
I'm just trying to figure out how the Heat, the Celtics, and the Sixers all miss the Eastern Conference Finals because the Sixers feel destined to stay at the second round as currently constituted. And so who, I guess Milwaukee and Brooklyn maybe would be the Milwaukee and the Hawks. Nobody saw the Hawks coming when it was them a couple years ago.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay, let's keep it moving to Mr. CJ Toledano, fellow co-host on the network or host on the network of Running the Break. Let's get his very grounded, very analysis, static or statistics based, I guess, view into this upcoming season.
And I think just like everything being.
Sorry.
And I think we asked him also for most improved rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, and who's going to win the title.
More.
So yeah, he's gonna come through with a lot of heat.
Here is my wild, wild take. I was going to ask Jabari if anyone said this. I feel like it's on the tip of everyone's tongue, but no one's going to say it. But Russell Westbrook is going to have an insane revenge tour season. He's going to be that third superstar that LeBron and AD have needed or expected last year. Listen, I'm not even saying like mediocre. He's going to be like, they're going to be trading off games. LeBron's going to be the superstar one game. AD, Westbrook, Jabari is on silent, just taking a sip from his cup as if it's tea. Russell Westbrook, guys, revenge tour. So that's my wild take. I'm going to say my general prediction here is, I mean, my heart wants to say Lakers are going to get the Larry O'Brien trophy this season, but I'm going to go with the Bucks. The Bucks are going to have another stellar season. They're going to get the championship back. I just think adding Ingles and then hopefully them being healthy is going to get them the championship this year. What else? What other predictions am I missing here?
I mean, he's going to say
defensive
Caruso.
Player of the there year. Let's go, Alex Caruso. He's going to get some minutes here with Lonzo out, and he's going to put up a stellar defensive season.
Okay, CJ, coming with
Caruso,
the heat.
Alex Caruso, defensive player of the year. He's going to join that tier with guards like Michael Jordan and Gary Payton. Is what he's who have won that award. I don't know about that one, man. I love
But Caruso, I was looking at the history of defensive player of the year, and it's usually big man, big man, big man, guard, big man, big man, big man. So they'll throw one to a guard as like a as an offbeat clap on the downbeat type thing, but they're not usually ready to do it 2 years in a row, except for the one example where they did it 2 years in a row, Kawhi Leonard. And I hear he's healthy again this year, so we'll see.
I mean, he wasn't in a uniform, you know, that's what I hear. Those are the rumors. Dragonfly, what do you think about the Russell Westbrook revenge tour?
I'm open to it. You know, for one, I'm a fan, so I'm going to have my Lakers shades on here like you've been having on all episode, Miles. So, you know, I'm a Russ fan. I think the whole thing is just figuring out his fit. Like, you know, the production is still there. It's just like, you know, Russ suffered from a lot of brain farts last season. You know what I mean? He wasn't he wasn't, you know, fitting the schemes and playing, you know, that way. Like, you know, he had a pretty decent year, like 20 points per game on like 45% shooting. But It just wasn't production that kind of mattered. He wasn't getting in where he fit in, so to speak. So maybe Darvin Ham will figure that out.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I can already see it. Wow. Just like he said, one night it'll be AD, one night it'll be LeBron, the other it'll be Russell. And there we go.
The six-man, him coming off the bench and just like leading a second team that is like a totally off-speed pitch, like really hard to deal with, like that makes sense to me. That's the first kind of version of Russ being on this team that has made sense to me. Is it really just a question of like, you can't get him to buy into that? Or do we think that there's something about the fit that like doesn't actually make sense?
Yeah, I think it's all about the buy-in. Like,
right.
It all comes down to Russ. And like I said, Pat Bev said, there's no way Russ is coming off the bench. I'm skeptical if he buys into that himself. So, I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. I feel like also, too, there's a friction with the fans, too, that I feel like is also weighing on some level, like psychologically, because I don't for a second think he doesn't want to be successful as a Laker.
Right.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's just hard for me to believe. And I know with all, like a lot of the real toxic stuff that he went through and some of the fans is being extra not dignified, to put it lightly, that must weigh on some level in your ability to be like, well, why am I like, how am I going to fully buy in when I don't feel like I'm getting the love back? So,
bro, the whole arena yelled no that one time when that man shot a three. Like, that was wild.
Yeah. Like, we got, so I feel like there is a dimension too where, you know, the fans can also meet Russ halfway. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come back to continue with our NBA season predictions right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks. Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back, and it's time to continue this prediction train with Dan Favalli from Bleacher Report. Let's check in with him. What is his bold prediction for the upcoming season?
My most reckless prediction for this coming NBA season is the Pelicans are going to be a top four team in the Western Conference, which makes absolutely no sense because of how injured Zion has been in the past and how just deep and entrenched the West is at the top when you have Golden State, Phoenix, the Clippers and Nuggets are supposed to be healthier. The Mavericks still have Luka Doncic. The Grizzlies have the second best record in the league last year and didn't lose anyone too mission critical over the offseason. But I look at that series against the Suns and that team, that Pelicans team, with the emergence of Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, adding CJ McCollum, and now getting Zion Williamson to come back with Brandon Ingram and maybe a healthy Larry Nance Jr. I think the Pelicans are closer to championship contention status than not already without doing anything else.
Yeah, I'm pretty high on the Pelicans myself, too. You know, of course, Zion coming back, like, what, 27 points per game on like 62% from the field or something absurd. You know, Brandon Ingram is a star. Herb Jones, I think he's going to be an all defense guy this year. That dude is a straight jacket. You know, Alvarado's a hooper. You know, they finally got an OG, a veteran, and CJ, you know. So, yeah, I can for sure see the Pelicans probably finishing top four.
Yeah, I feel like this. So, you know, in contrast, so the Trae Young, so some of these we got a while back, like some of these bold predictions were a little bit earlier in the offseason. Some of them a couple of years ago. I don't know if you could hear the youthful exuberance in our voice. No, they were like, you know, between a month and a half and like a couple of weeks ago. And so like Trae Young, we got a while back. That is not one of the like, you know, dark horse picks that picked up steam, but Pelicans being a top four team in the West does feel like it's picked up some steam. Like that's one sure, that's become less of a, you know, wild off the wall take. And I, after watching Zion come back and have that eerie smile on his face for the entire first quarter as he was just gobbling up shots, just doing things on a basketball court that made it look like he had never left, I think a lot of people were like, wait a second. These guys could be really freaking good this year.
Oh, yeah. Especially after that. Did you see that like side by side where they were comparing Kobe and Ingram's like fadeaways?
Yeah.
Like, and that you're like, I was like, wow. If, you know, I saw the fans getting pretty excited about that. And I was like, well, I like the way he moves. I mean, as somebody who looks at Brandon and is like, like I'm like that meme of Wolverine on the bed where he's looking at the picture of the one that got away. I'm like, oh, I wish we Brandon, I miss you. Yeah, I can get on board with that for sure. And again, just seeing just that like off season Zion in like long pants, 360 windmill. I was like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, and I'm jumping higher than ever before. Those are all things I like to hear just as a neutral to be, you know, that'll excite me for sure.
But as we've discussed, you know, Zion should be allowed to play in long pants and overalls. So,
I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. So I think technically as a fan, you can't be mad at a trade that brought you a championship like the Anthony Davis one did. But I do feel like this is the season where maybe that starts getting hard for the Lakers. With Ingram being the maybe leading scorer, second leading scorer, putting up like, you know, mid to high 20s a game on a team that is like making a lot of noise. I feel like that's pretty painful.
Okay, let's move on to a fellow Laker fan, Raj Chapalu. He's got his very special take for this season.
Hey, I'm Raj Chapalu, and my wild prediction for this upcoming season is the Denver Nuggets could finish as the first seed.
The one seed? Regular season? Seed.
Yes.
Okay, I can see that. And Jokic repeat as the MVP?
I don't think anyone wins it three times in a row. Okay. So I wouldn't see him winning it again, but I think they're going to be really, really good. Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray back. That team was hell as a Laker fan. You remember 2020? That team was hell to play with.
Yeah. Mm.
That series was a lot closer than people remember.
It's interesting because like if he doesn't win MVP, like who does, you know? It's not like there's a candidate that has come in second multiple years in a row, but
who comes in second three times in a row
would win MVP since it's not Jokic.
It's not Jokic.
I mean,
there's a guy in Dallas who might have a thing. Well, they might not be good enough, but we'll see. The guy in Dallas.
Not familiar.
He's cool been favorite for the last few years, so could be him.
But not Joel Embiid, huh?
Who? Oh, yeah. Embiid. Yeah. He's, I mean, that's definitely a thought. That's interesting.
The thought I just seeded right now in this conversation. Embiid mm-hmm. P, please.
Nuggets, yes. Number one seed.
Yeah. Shouts to the homie Raj. I'm with him. I think the Nuggets get them one seed, too. I do not think they win the West. I think the Warriors are coming out of the West again. But, you know, the Warriors are the OGs now. You know, they're not going to be going ham every night. You know what I mean? They're going to be pacing themselves, keeping those legs fresh, you know, for the postseason. And Denver is the hungry young team on the come up. So, yeah, I can for sure see them getting the one seed.
Who do you like for MVP then? I'm just thinking Jokic, obviously, like three in a row. That seems like a lot.
I'm not going to do it again.
You're not going to do it again? You're not going to harm yourself again with that thought? Maybe.
I mean, could be Embiid, you know. I've heard people say, you know, that he's due, and like in this case it does, Matt, you can say someone's due because like narrative is such a big part of it, but I don't know, man. He might just be over it and at this point just want to come out and like win defensive player of the year, get out of the second round or something.
I personally have Giannis. A big reason is back in like 2016, I had a tweet that Giannis was going to get three MVPs in five seasons. So this is going to be the fifth season there. And I need that tweet to come true. So
there you go.
So that's a big reason why I root for it, besides being a huge Giannis fan and thinking that Giannis is flat out the best player in the world, too. So I think Giannis gets it this year.
Yeah. And every year he just looks sharper physically, mentally, especially mentally. Yeah. Just all his comments after the Eurobasket stuff. I was like, oh, yeah. Like he's. I don't know. Every time, like he's sort of like underlining his like elite mentality, and I'm like, yeah.
He had a great quote when someone asked him, "Who does he think the best player in the world?" And he was like, "It's Steph. The last guy standing is always the best player in the world." Like that shows you exactly what he has his eyes on. You know,
right? Exactly. Yeah, because I feel like some people are like, "Well, that's the diplomatic answer, right?" It's like, "Well, I'm not going to say like, oh, well, so and so who didn't win the chip is the best player." That it's like the very down the middle answer. But yeah, to your point, I think it's more indicative of like. No, you got to win to have that honor. And that's the honor I want. Therefore, it's him.
Right.
For sure.
Right. And I think Giannis was genuine when he said, like, I remember all the flack he caught during the Nets series for saying KD was the best player in the world, if y'all remember that. Right. Mm. Like, so, you know, Giannis is a dude who I think he wears his emotions on his sleeves. He shoots straight. I think he genuinely believes that right now, at this moment, going into this season, Steph is the best player in the world because, like he said, he was the last guy standing.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense for Steph. Does make sense for KD, I guess, right? He was saying that about KD while playing the Nets, right?
Yeah. I mean, back then, I had KD over Giannis during that series. So, I mean, I don't think he was that far off base. But then 50-14, five blocks, game six finals happened. I was like, I don't know now, man.
Right.
Yeah. That was the Milwaukee Nets series where KD was just trying to do it with a injured James Harden and nobody else. That was one of the coolest performances in a losing effort in a playoff series. Like, just what KD was doing there. Remembering that was less than 2 years ago does get me excited about the Nets season again.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, let's check in with Mark Schindler, NBA and WNBA writer, and check in with his hot prediction for the upcoming season.
What's up? This is Mark Schindler. My bold, potentially hot take this season going to be that both the Pelicans and the Cavs are going to end up with home court advantage and win 50 plus games. I just totally see it happening. I believe in both these teams. Granted, injuries can make this look like a real bitch of a take in a month, but I believe it, man. It's going to happen.
50 wins is a lot of wins.
50 is a lot.
I don't even know if you need 50 wins to get a four seed, but I do love this take. I love the Cavs, as we've already discussed. I love the Pelicans. But, I mean, this is one that we got fairly recently, so it was after the Donovan Mitchell trade.
Right.
How are you feeling, Dragonfly, about the Cavs this year?
I'm pretty high on the Cavs, too. I mean, they've got a really mean rotation. You know, I think Darius is probably going to stake his claim as like a top three point guard this year. I think he's that good. You know, Evan Mobley, who is just a freak of a man child, you know, he's a guy who I think is probably going to be a defensive player of the year before it's all done. You know, you got Jared Allen as, you know, providing rim protection there. You got, you know, the backcourt of Darius and Donovan now. So, yeah, I've got pretty high hopes for the Cavs, too. I think that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with this season for sure.
I mean, 50 wins is a lot. 50 wins is a lot in the West, especially. So, like, maybe a little too much dip on his chip with the Pelicans getting to 50, but we'll see.
What does Vegas say?
That's 50 and 32. That's like 18 games over 500. That's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, they got, yeah, Vegas says Pels are coming at 44 and a half wins.
44 and a half is.
Cleveland, 47 and a half. So not too out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the Lakers, 80. Cool. That's really cool. Thank you, Vegas. Wow. I'll take those odds.
Vegas loves the Lakers.
They got us winning 45 and a half games, sir. Okay. Look, if I put on my Laker color glasses, I say that number's too low. If I take them off and come crashing back to earth, I say, I think we could go maybe that down a little bit. But hey, I'll put my glasses. Let me put my glasses back on. I don't like it with my glasses off. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to close it out with the very famous or infamous rapid fire round of questions right after this.
The 82 game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women.
That's why GameBridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. GameBridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at GameBridge.io. Please visit GameBridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. Dragonfly Jones, you have entered the danger zone, which is the rapid fire round of questions. Now, we're just going to ask you something. We're going to ask for a quick prediction. Your thoughts on a certain award of this season. Just the first answer that comes to your mind, just send it right back. No time to dawdle on the answers. We keep this moving because it is known as the fastest segment in podcasting. So we appreciate your cooperation ahead of time. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Start the clock.
I said I was ready. Like there's a lot of pressure on me.
Well, there is, Jack. We can't mess up these questions. Cause it's read. Also incumbent on us to read quickly. Okay. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Let's go.
Let us get your MVP pick. You mentioned Giannis, but if not him, who do you got?
If not Giannis, I think it will be Luka. And I think that,
if not Luka, who do you think?
If not Luka, I haven't thought that far. But I think that, you know, with Jokic winning it as the sixth seed, I think, you know, with Russ winning it as like what was he, the sixth seed too back when he won it? I think seeding might not matter as much. And I do not see the Mavs finishing that high in the seeding. So if not Giannis, I could see Luka for sure getting it.
Okay.
Interesting.
And if you had to pick maybe someone who was also in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
Maybe somebody who may have of Cameroonian.
Oh,
there it is.
Again, an interesting thought that I hadn't considered. That's pretty good. Okay. All right. Well, you heard it
here. The Vegas odds just went up.
Embiid for MVP. You heard it here first.
Thank you so much, Dragonfly Jones. Next question. Defensive player of the year. Who is it?
Giannis. That's part of my hot take. I guess the cat's out the bag now. I think Giannis pulls off the 94 Akeem this season. I think he wins MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Finals MVP.
Okay. I like that.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. In believing what players tell us about themselves, Joel Embiid did say in a preseason he wasn't really interested in the MVP and was more looking at Defensive Player of the Year award this year. Which I think does make some sense for the Sixers if, like, you know, they have more of a perimeter-based offense and just use him as, like, the third option. I think that it might be the most dangerous version of the Sixers. So just putting that name out there, Joel Embiid, who plays for the 76ers, I believe.
Yes. Guy before.
Who do you got for Rookie of the Year?
I think Paolo. I mean, I know that that's probably, you know, the boring answer here, but... I mean, those two summer games that he just went crazy. You know, the kid looked NBA ready from his first game at Duke. So, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that pick. I'm not going to suggest Embiid here because it would
take nobody on the Lakers, huh? No, nobody there.
Yeah. Who's your pick, Miles?
Don't make me say it.
No, say it. Go ahead.
Don't worry about me. Let's keep this fact based. I don't need to be. Look, I haven't even seen a game yet.
Okay.
Next week, I'm coming with very strong takes. I want to feed my data set. But we'll see. Moving on. Next question. Dragonfly Jones. Most improved. Who is getting most improved next year?
Most improved is such like a weird award. You know what I
know.
Mean? Is it like the, you surprised us, we didn't expect you to be this good, or congrats on, you know, the progression we expected of.
Right. It's like, you were washed and then came back and resurrected. Right? Like, if you want to give versions, maybe we'll give the who came back from the depths most improved, and then maybe give us a, okay, young man, you're on your way, most improved. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think any of us would have predicted Ja last season. Right. Okay, so the natural progression, you're on the way to go award. I would give that to Bones Highland. Mm. I think Bones Highland for Denver, like, you know, I expect Denver to be a one seed. You know, one seeds usually rack up in the awards. So Bones is probably we predicted you getting better and you proved us right, in MIP.
Mm. Okay.
I do like Tyrese Maxey too, though. Yes.
Oh.
I think another hot take is Tyrese Maxey could possibly be the best player in that backcourt.
I like that this episode slowly turned into the Jack being like slowly coercing the guest into being like, I mean, what do you think about this guy? Like, yeah, let me give you another shot at answering that, Jack. Sort of the vibe right now.
The most improved. So I was actually on a podcast with super producer Jabari called Baseline, and we were doing like awards predictions. And I was looking back at the history, and it typically, like, it really seems to recently go to people who made the leap from being good to being like either good to all-star caliber or last year all-star to, like, you know, all NBA caliber. Like, six of the eight last most improved are Ja, Ingram, Oladipo, Giannis, like won 4 years ago, CJ McCollum, Jimmy Butler. That's six of the last eight most improved. So it feels like it might be someone like Zion coming through and, like, you know, being in the MVP discussion. All of a sudden people are like, whoa, like, we got to give him something.
Yeah.
And that would be, I mean, he'd definitely be better than last season. That's
hey,
sure.
And look, I hate to do this, but, you know, Dragonfly, Jack, I'm sorry, Dragonfly. I got to apologize on behalf of the hosts here. This is the rapid fire round of questioning. So we really should keep on. We got a little lazy. You know, we were leaning into a little bit, but we have to focus.
I was going to get to the part where I thought Anthony Davis was an interesting pick for most improved.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go on.
He's also involved in the MVP discussion, but okay.
Start the clock again from the top.
No. Go on. What were we saying about Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Rookie of the Year. Okay. Anyway, don't worry about it. Where were we? Yes. Oh, I think you got the last one.
Yeah. What's your finals prediction? Who you got?
I've got the Bucks, the Warriors. I've got the Bucks in six.
Wow. Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
I mean, if the Bucks have their three and they're healthy, I think they're going to be pretty hard to beat.
Is Chris Middleton back yet?
Nah, wrist still.
It's still right. Yeah. When's he back?
It's not
when's
a shooting wrist though, so no real need for concern there. But
okay. Oh, because they say first few weeks of the season. Okay. Yeah. I'm pulling for. I really like Chris Middleton, so I'm not gonna lie. I would like to see him back at his full potential. All right, and finally, Dragonfly Jones, the most important question: Jack or Miles?
Jabari.
All right.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw. I tried a power pose to like.
No,
make
I saw that. Yeah,
look,
you definitely got on your Clark Kent hero vibe right there.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Okay, I'm not gonna. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Jabari's cool too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Dragonfly Jones, thank you so much for joining us on this predictions episode of this. You know, first of all, happy new season to you and thank you for joining us. Where can people find you and listen to you and follow you and all that?
Yes. Follow me on Twitter, Dragonfly Jones with a Z at the end. My podcast is on the Volume Network, Jenkins and Jones, with my good friends, LeJethro Jenkins and Mike Gardabasio. Appreciate y'all having me on, fellas. Always a blast.
Oh, of course. Always great having you. And yes, you know where to find us. Check us out at Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, because we spell it the right way, on Twitter. So be sure to follow us there. And again, happy new season to you, the listener. Happy new season to you, Jack.
And with your spirit.
Yes. And also with you. The league endureth forever. Thanks be to the
under
league.
Under his eye.
Yes, exactly. Yes. All right, y'all. That's been it for this edition of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. We'll be back next week, and I will probably be grinning ear to ear.
Almost definitely.
Hold up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.